live from WFIU in the Milton Metz studio. Our guests are the Forgotten Clefs. They travel to the Middle Ages and Renaissance, exploring the life of knights. Adventures, contests won and lost, love on the battlefield, recorders, shawms, dulcians, sackbut, harp, and drums, joining us for shawms and stories. I'm George Walker, and our producing engineer is Mike Pascash. Members of Forgotten Clefs, Chris Armeo, Keith Collins, Kelsey Schilling, Sarah Schilling, and Chuck Wines. Chuck, what was the piece we just heard?
That was Galliard à la Bataille by Samuel Scheidt, a late 16th, early 17th century composer.
You've promised us both Middle Ages and Renaissance today.
Yes, we have. We have music spanning three centuries. We go all the way back to an anonymous dance in the 14th century, and in that piece you just heard is the latest piece that we play in this program.
Cyril Wines is also a person who talks a little bit about your group and the sort of things that you do.
Yes, I had come up with this concept for Shams and Stories, different scenes from the life of a knight. I thought that to make the music the star of the show, we would just have little scenes for each piece of music that is played to communicate how it might affect the audience. So in that piece that you just heard, that's the battle scene, it's a bataille. And in that scene we have a small sword fight.
Now the group picks up what some people call the ancestor of the oboe and other people call the shawms for music by Francisco Guerrero.
Thank you.
music by Francisco Guerrero. A couple of Shawm welding musicians there, and that was Sarah Schilling and also Chuck Wines. The Dulcian, sort of prototype of the bassoon, Kelsey Schilling, and joining them was the only brass member of the group, and that's an ancestor perhaps of the trombone, the sackbut played by Adam Dillon.
The next piece we'd like to play involves an instrument related to the shawm. It's actually a shawm that is put inside a bag, and it's called the bagpipe. Of course, when we hear the word bagpipe, we immediately think of the British Isles. But this bagpipe was from continental Europe and from many centuries before the bagpipe made it to Scotland. This is a Flemish pipe, and we'll be playing an Italian saltarello.
Chuck Wines holding forth there on the continental bagpipes in an anonymous saltarello from Italy, and the percussion there from Adam Dillon. You're listening to Live from WFIU. Our producing engineer is Michael Paskash. I'm George Walker, and our guests are Forgotten Clefs. What's next?
I'd like to say a little bit about some of the instruments. People who have followed us online might know some of these things, but those of you who are new to Renaissance music might be curious to know a bit more about those predecessors of the oboe George mentioned, the shawms. These are originally instruments from the Middle East, believe it or not, and they found their way back to Europe after the Crusades, along with another favorite instrument, the lute. The shawms ultimately turned into oboes. The word oboe from French, hautbois, meaning the high wood, meaning the high sounding. It was very loud instruments, as I think your listeners can probably tell. They're accompanied, in our case, by the Dulcian, a bass member of a bassoon-like instrument that was developed probably around the 1530s in Italy. Those are played today by Kelsey Schilling, but in our concert and in our children's presentations, there'll be four of them. I think we're going to end now with a piece by Isaac, Pale Pale. It was a piece originally written in honor of a patron, because Pale Pale are balls. And you have their coat of arms, had three balls on them. It's actually the Medici family.
The people with the money.
That's the ones. Thank you.
the ensemble Forgotten Clefs, the performers Chris Armijo, Keith Collins, Adam Dillon, Kelsey Schilling, Sarah Schilling, Chuck Wines, the artistic director, Sarah Wines, who was the script writer and talked to us a little bit about the show. They're traveling to the Middle Ages and Renaissance, exploring the life of the night. Live from WFIU in the Milton Metz studio, the ensemble Forgotten Clefs. Our producing engineer is Mike Pascash. I'm George Walker.